And I do believe we have Tanya and also Donna. Are you both there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I'm here. It took me a minute.
I know this is new technology, but it does work out better in the long run. Okay. But I know it's tough for us as longtime phoners to switch over. Well, the great thing about this is it's 2 years later and the Jane Lloyd Fund Annual Clam Bake is back.
Finally, it feels good. It feels good to be planning it and like getting the community back together again.
Well, it's coming up on July 30th. Now, it must have been tough the last couple of years because the clam bake really does raise a lot of funds. Did the community help try to fill in that?
Yeah, it's a huge shot in the arm to have the clam bake and to have that revenue. However, honestly, the last 2 years, people have really, really stepped up and helped by donating. And we are so grateful. But yes, this is a huge, huge fundraiser for us. And we're so looking forward to having everyone back together and seeing people in person and thanking them in person and celebrating in person.
Once again, the Jane Lloyd Fund Clam Bake is July 30th, it's at Satry Hill. You can sign up, and it's an interesting way. I actually used my iPhone to sign up, and I got my ticket digitally, as a matter of fact, which was also nice. But you can just go to your website and sign up for those tickets, right?
Yeah, we're trying something new this year. The Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation set us up with Eventbrite, which is a ticketing platform. And so you can go to our website at thejaneloydfund.org. And under the events tab, you'll see another link or another tab for clam bake tickets. And you just simply go on there and follow the directions and purchase your tickets online. And just a little word of caution that you do need to print or bring your cell phone to the event as proof of purchase so that we know that, you've purchased the tickets, obviously. And because we only sell so many tickets, we sell 350 tickets. And once they're gone because we have to order the clams and the lobsters ahead of time. So there is a finite number of tickets we sell. So we hope it makes it easier for people. And as you said in the beginning of the show, for us old timers, we know it's a change and we know it might be hard to navigate, but you can still call myself and Tanya if you're having issues with, buying tickets or just don't feel comfortable doing it online.
Now I've saved mine on my cell phone, but I always, of course, I'm going to donate it back. So someone who can't afford to go, you can pass the ticket along to them. I don't know how we'll do that, but we'll figure that out.
Well, that's very nice of you, Marshall. I just wanted to interject and say that we often, every year we offer out tickets to recipients. We have tickets, at least two tickets for recipients and a significant other, or maybe some family members that have received funds from us and that might like to attend and celebrate themselves.
Well, I just figured you did exactly that. And you know what? I can do without a lobster dinner, but you know what? There are people that, like you say out there, it's a great way that you can give back to the Jane Lloyd Fund by doing something like this. And the tickets are $70. I mean, and it's, so if you get 50, 60 people doing that, it's a real big benefit to the Jane Lloyd Fund and also the people who can't afford to go by any other means.
Yes. Yes. It helps. It's just, again, it's giving back to the community, really helping those in need. It's wonderful.
I think what's great about it is when somebody goes, you can't help but go to the clam bake and leave happy simply because you see so many of your community members, whether or not you buy hamburgers or whether you get lobster or whatever. It's just a really good feeling for several hours on a summer afternoon.
It is.
Yeah, it's really a big celebration, really. It's honoring those who are no longer with us and celebrating those who are and celebrating the generosity of this community. And, you know, after a 2-year hiatus, boy, we need it.
Well, it's interesting also, we never really talked about this before, but the amount of local businesses and people that contribute to make this possible to you, so you can actually hold this and not have it cost you money, is amazing.
Yes, it is. It's huge in that the organizations, the business organizations, help us to supplement the costs, because it's not a it's pretty significant expenses to put on an event like this, and we couldn't do it. We couldn't have the money that we get. We make the money that we get to give to cancer patients that we do, if it weren't for the organizations in town. We have some sponsorship leaders that step up, and they give a little bit more to help us. And then there's probably, I don't know of it. I don't know how to put the numbers to it right now, but the significant amount of numbers of organizations, of businesses that help us offset the costs, because we couldn't do it without them.
Now, let's also explain what the funds are used for. This is, I think, what makes the Jane Lloyd Fund Clambake so different and so terrific, is that there's so much that cancer patients and their families have to deal with. You provide money for something that helps them live their lives.
Tian.
No, go ahead.
We provide funds for their everyday living expenses. And in this day and age, with the gas prices that are just skyrocketing, and the fact that there's no local cancer center in this area for them to get treatment, they're having to drive to Torrington or beyond. So we provide money for gas. We provide money for groceries, their electric bill, their mortgage payment, any expense that just helps ease the burden of the financial, impact that this horrible disease has on people. And it helps them to feel less stressed. And that, as we all know, helps in the recovery and healing process.
We're talking about the annual Jane Lloyd Clambake that was just coming up after a 2-year hiatus because of COVID, Saturday, July 30th, from 2:00 in the afternoon till 8:00. Let's go over the for people that are listening and they don't like lobster and stuff like that. Let's go over the full details of what happens when you go to this fund.
Well, it's the day of the event, and everyone is welcome. Anyone can come. In order to have the lobster meal, you do need a ticket, but you can come without. We have hamburgers, we have hot dogs, we have chicken sandwiches. There's lemonade, there's water, there's a huge dessert tent, which is put together by a lot of local people doing some great baking. And most of all, just see family and friends and laugh and be together and spend the afternoon and know you're helping your community.
And once again, you have music there as well, right?
Yes, there's the music circle, which they play from around 2 till right around serving time of our meal at 4:00. And it's a community of musicians. There's no real like band. It's the local musicians get together and they play for a couple hours. It's fun.
And I think the main thing to point out is, yes, if you want to be one of the lucky people that gets the lobster, you have to get your tickets, and you can get that at the Jane Lloyd Fund website. But also, like you just pointed out, it's a gathering of people that really helps lift the spirit. And if you don't have a ticket for lobster, there's plenty of other things for you to do there.
Yeah, it's a great social event. I mean, people just come just to socialize and just to, there are people that just don't do the lobster thing, and they know that they can just come, have a beer, have a glass of wine, see their neighbors, and, donate to the fund, buy raffle tickets. And they just really, really, really enjoy the day.
And what a great location at Satry Hill, at Salisbury Winter Sports Association. My hands over to you for that day, because it's just perfect for this.
It is. And it's an amazing setting. It's, you know, most of us go to the ski jumps in the wintertime and think of the snow and, you know, being cold. And we just transform that whole area into a summertime clam bake and just music and fun and family and all while, you know, knowing that we are helping people in need.
Well, go on.
The one thing I want to say, and I just found out about this, I'd like to share that we also are having back the bike ride. Bill Gold from Cornwall has put together this ride for years, and they leave the parking area of the Swasa down on Indian Cave Road. They usually get the bikers gather around 7:30, and we send them off usually around 8 o'clock, and there is a century ride. And he said that they would also offer a 30 mile and a 60 mile route. So not everyone has to do the long ride. So that's going to be happening this year as well. And to find out more information from Bill Gold, he's got an email, which is walleye@optionline.net. optonline.net. Let me spell it. Okay. walleye@optonline.net.
And of course, the tickets are available at thejadelodgefund.org. Just click on the tickets. And once again, you're going to get verification if you do it on your phone. You get your verification ticket there, and you just bring your phone and show it to get lobsters. And if you don't want to eat lobster, you just show up and purchase food there and have a good time.
Yes. And again, for those who aren't comfortable getting it online, please call Tanya or myself. Her number is 860-248-0143.
Yep.
Yay. And mine is 860-248-9229, and we'll help you get tickets.
Well, I can say it's great to speak to you two again after 2 year hiatus on this with the clam bake coming back.
Yes, we missed you, Marshall.
Yes, we missed you, and it feels good to be back. Thank you for having us.
All right, guys. Thanks for using the new technology and joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Once again.